ex-problem drinkers. Hey, Daniel's here with us. Hold on a second. Say hello to Daniel. I think Daniel might put this on tapes. This would be good for somebody to listen to for a nice quickie, right? So just because Daniel is here, if he gives me a thumbs up, I'm probably just going to say, you know, doctor's opinion, right, is Dr. Silkworth, he's a specialist. We're trying to find out if we're real alcoholics or not. He mentions the word recovered. He mentions that we can rely absolutely on anything that men have to say about themselves. And then he keys on the fact that body and the mind, we're mental defectives. We have an allergy. He calls us ex-problem drinkers. He actually calls us ex-problem drinkers a few times. I'm an ex-problem drinker. I'm a recovered alcoholic, real alcoholic, ex-problem drinker. I solved the drink problem. That's all the stuff it says in this book, right? Top of the next page, it says the subject presented in this book seems to be of paramount importance. Most people in AA don't read it. It's of paramount importance if you have the alcoholic addiction, which means you're a real alcoholic, right? When does it say we do this in the page? At once, right? Look at the bottom of the page. They believe in themselves and still more in the power, capital P, they're talking about God, which pulls chronic alcoholics, another word for real alcoholic, back from the gates of death. Top of next page, chronic alcoholic, which is a real alcoholic, allergy. And then he brings on the term phenomenon of craving. Only real alcoholics, this class, allergic types have this phenomenon, right? Our allergic reaction to alcohol for a real alcoholic is this phenomenon of craving. I can't stop drinking once I start, right? I can't rely on things human, right? I have to find the power greater than myself if I want to recreate my life. Down at the bottom of that page, men and women drink essentially because they like the effect produced by alcohol. Hands up. The sensation is so elusive while they admit it is injurious. Andy got in touch with me because it's injurious. They cannot, after a time, differentiate truth from fault. To them, their alcoholic life seems the only normal one. They are restless, irritable, and discontent. I think that's why he got in touch with me after drinking. Right? He reached out to Andy. Andy said, I got a guy, Andy, who's going to call you. I'm like, there's so many Andys in my life now. I don't know what to do. Right? Life is good. It says, unless they can again experience the sense of ease and comfort. So, Andy, we got to find a way to get ease and comfort for you without taking that few drinks. And it says drinks, which they see others taking with impunity. So we got to also make sure that you aren't upset that other people could drink anymore. You got to know that you can't do it anymore. It says after they have succumbed to the desire again, which so many do, you've done that, the phenomenon of craving develops. So you drank for 2 days, I think you told me. You were able to stop to do this. So I would consider that a small miracle, right? Right. After the spree, you emerge remorseful, which sounds like you did. Firm resolution not to drink again. And then they're talking about somebody who's not doing these steps now like you are. But it says, this is repeated over and over, and unless this person can experience entire psych change, there's very little hope for the recovery. But listen to the good news. On the other hand, strange as this may seem to those not insane, once a psych change occurred, the very same person who seemed doomed, that's you, Andy, who had so many problems you despaired of ever solving them. Hold on a second. We're going to get you to suddenly find yourself easily able to control his desire for alcohol. Right? I'm promising you, and I promised this on the phone to you the other day, if you do this the way the book says it, not the way BYOC or Anthony says it. I'm human. We're humans in this group, right? The way the book and God says it is you're not going to want it anymore. The desire is going to go away. It says you need something more than human power. In the middle of the next paragraph, down at the bottom of the page, they take a drink, phenomenon of craving develops. And at once I'm dipped. I can't perform anymore. I can't go to the confirmation or the wedding or the job interview. Right? It's a craving. I'm on the top of the next page. Craving beyond your mental control. Phenomenon of craving, it says again. Causes men to take, you know, the flight, right? In the middle of the page, it says psychopaths, manic depressives. That's part of our alcoholism, guys. They cannot start drinking without developing the phenomenon of craving. I'm in the bottom, next to last paragraph. This phenomenon, as we have suggested, may be the manifestation of an allergy which differentiates these people. So we're different, right? We're different than most of the people in the rooms of AA if you're a real alcoholic. Got to remember that, guys. He's banging over the head this stuff. Last paragraph, last words. Chronic alcoholics are doomed. Real alcoholics are doomed unless they can recreate their lives. Top third of the next page, XXXI. He accepted the plan outlined in this book. Andy, that's what we need to get you to do, buddy. Right? I think you've already started that. Down at the bottom of the page, willpower is not going to do it, right? And then it says again, depression became so great that we need moral psychology. Great part of this. Look what happened. They talk about, however, he did become sold. Bill was a salesman. He wanted to make sure that was in there. He believed. Step two, he believed on the ideas where, not from his sponsor, not from his group, in this book. He has not had a drink for a great many years. I see him now and then. He is a fine specimen of man as I wish I could meet. And then what does the specialist advise? I earnestly advise every real alcoholic to read this book through. Most people in AA don't do it. I'm going to harp on that. And though perhaps came the scoff, may remain to pray. So we're actually ahead of time, right? And now we skip Bill's story. The only thing I want you to pay attention to, and I told you about this, Andy, is if you look at Bill's story, the first nine pages, you'd be amazed at how many times Bill says, I, me, and my, like Jim and Fred, if you'd done the homework. It's the only three times in the book, that there's I, me, and my. Jim, Fred, and Bill, during those times when they're talking, are getting drunker and keep making excuses and alibis why they're doing it. Bill keeps talking about wanting to kill himself, right? That's what happens. Depression, the whole bit. So let's go to there is a solution, which is still step one, right? And it says, we of Alcoholics Anonymous know thousands of men and women who were once just as hopeless as Bill. Nearly all have recovered. They have solved the drink problem. Now, I'm not telling you to do this yet, Andy. In fact, I would tell you to get like body armor, but go into the next meeting if you get through these steps quick and say, hey, my name is Andy and I've solved the drink problem. See how that reception goes at your meeting, your local meeting. But that's what our book says. We have solved the drink problem. I don't have a drink problem anymore, Andy. I got some issues. 27 years in, I got some issues still. I got some sins that won't leave me. I do not have a drinking problem. I am not powerless over alcohol anymore. It says we were powerless over alcohol. I am not powerless over alcohol. It says here, where people that would not mix exist among the fellowship and a friendly. So anybody that says the fellowship isn't good is silly, right? It says right here, we have a fellowship, which is incredibly wonderful. So I think the fellowship is great. But it says right here, the feeling of having shared in common peril is only one element of the powerful cement which binds us. And this fellowship, right, that's what they're talking about, would never have held us together as we are now joined. So me going to meetings and hanging out with people and calling them on the phone and going for disco fries and brown gravy fries and chili fries, it ain't going to do it. It may do it for a little while. Andy, how long did you have? You've had a couple of stints in AA, right?
Right. I had 13 and a half years, and this last time was almost 15 months.
So think about that, guys, for a second. The phenomenon of craving did not leave. Right? Did not get completely recovered, or he would not have drank again. And then we're going to get to the real important part of why most people drink is because they're not doing page 89, right? Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. This morning, right, with a family, my whole family's in here. I'm doing intensive work because it ensures my sobriety. Most people won't do this intensive work. Why? Because they don't know how to do it. They're afraid to do it. I was, right? So look at this. We tell you to look for fat. Look at the tremendous fact for every one of us. That means all 11 of us on here is that we have discovered one common solution. It says a common solution. There is a solution. Now, we've changed that into 1.3 million solutions, right? Because if you go to a meeting and there's 11 people there, you're going to get like 12 different ways to do AA. This person can tell you this. This person can tell you that. Come to my house. Come help me move. Let's go to the diner. do the steps once a year, don't do the steps, find somebody. They're going to tell you a bunch of different stuff. The book here says it's a great, tremendous fact for every one of us that we have a common solution. We have one way out, which we can absolutely agree, and upon which we can join in brotherly, harmonious action. And I say it kindly, we don't do that. Like I said, if you hear us come into a room with this old thing that works so tremendously, and it's not what you're doing, and again, I suffer from this in my life so many different ways, I'm going to be pretty upset with you. But they've been telling me for 17 years to do it a different way. And I don't want to do what you're doing. I don't want to read that book. I don't want to talk about God. I know you guys look happy. I know you're helping people all over the place, but I don't want to do that. My sponsor says it a different way. So again, we have one solution if we're real alcoholics. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Andy, who suffers from alcoholism? The real alcoholic does. Very small group in this world. Next, page 18, it says it's an illness, right? They talk a little bit about like the bedevilments that are going to see on page 52, right? Misunderstanding, resentment, financial insecurity, disgusted friends, employers, warped lives, blah, blah, blah. We hope this, look, it says we need comfort. Remember a couple of pages ago, it says, we hope this book, this volume will inform and comfort you. This book is going to give you what alcohol gave you, but it's good for you instead of bad for you. And you're not addicted to it, right? You don't suffer from an allergy from this book. Well, I have an allergy to this book. Once I start reading, I get really happy and it makes me want to help other people. Middle of the page in italics, very important. But the ex-problem drinker, that's me, right? Could be you, who has found the solution. I have the solution. Who's properly armed with the facts. I'm properly armed with the facts about myself. Can generally win the entire confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. Andy, I believe that's what happened to us 2 days ago. Correct?
Correct.
Right? I didn't sit here and say, come to my house. Let's sit up. Come fly up to from Atlanta and sit on my porch with me. Let's chat. In fact, you wanted to chat, and I said, no, we're going to be reading, right? I think I won your confidence. It says, it shouts that I know what I'm talking about, that I have the real answer, not holier than God, right? Except all I want to do is help you, and I'm willing to take my Saturday morning and do it. In fact, I got a guy who's going to get you ready. That's one of my guys or our guys that's going to take you through the instructions for four later today if you have time. That's what we do, bro. And we all say the same stuff and read the same stuff. So it doesn't matter who does it with you. That's what you're going to find out. It's beautiful. We just want to be helpful. Top of 19, right from the Bible, right from John, right? After such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. It's literally from John. All they were reading was the Bible back in the day. I know people don't like it until you start to like it, right? We must lose all prejudice, even against organized religion. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they offer. On page 28 and 131, they sort of urge us to join. They say that the successful people joined and their families joined the religious denominations. It says, don't make a sole vocation of this. Elimination of our drinking is but a beginning. Why don't we celebrate not drinking only when it says it's only a beginning? Like, how you living? How's your relationships with your wife and your kids and your coworkers and your family. That's what we should, how you sleeping? That's what we should be talking about. I got 27 and a half minutes. Woo! Anybody else? I got 19 minutes. Woo! I got 11 days. Woo! Nobody's getting better. Most of those people drink. All of us spend most of our spare time in an effort we are going to describe. What are we doing? You got 12 people taking you through, Andy, right? Mm. Bubble Recover, it's a useful program. We shall do our much. We wrote a book that we hope is not going to be controversial, but they knew it was going to be controversial, right? Top of 20, our very lives, it describes us as ex-problem drinkers again. As ex-problem drinkers, depend on our constant thought of others and how we may help meet their needs, right? Knowing I was going to help you this morning made me happy, Andy. Right. I never met you before. It says expert opinion, right? Despite expert opinion, I'm in the second paragraph. We have recovered. I'm a recovered alcoholic, recovered from a hopeless condition of mind and body. I do not suffer from that alcoholism thing anymore. I suffer from some of its defects, but I do not have the obsession of the mind, which does not trigger my allergy. And it's been since the beginning, right? Once you go through the steps, that's the promise of this book. But most people don't get it, right? Most people, even that have time, aren't happy in AA, right? So it says right here, Andy, you might be asking, see this line right here, the question, what do I have to do? I see you underlining it, right? It says it's the purpose of this book to tell you what we're going to do specifically, right? We shall tell you what we have done. So that we're going to listen to what the first 100 are telling you to do. That's who wrote this book. Let's go to the bottom of this page. If you only have 5 minutes to talk to somebody, right? This is how you can find after a meeting, you know, how everybody dodges you. Like they come in, they talk for 11 minutes and tell you how bad their lives are. And then you go, hold on a second. You got 5 minutes. No. I got to get out of here, man. I got to get somewhere. Well, if they only got 5 minutes for you, what does it say on the bottom of the page? It describes the difference between the moderate drinker, heavy drinker, and the real alcoholic, which is the only thing this book is trying to do is find out if you're a real alcoholic or not. Remember, everyone's welcome in AA. Everyone wasn't welcome into Alcoholics Anonymous. You had to get in. You had to be sponsored in back in the day. Someone had to vouch that you had given your life to God, right? Moderate drinkers have little trouble in giving up liquor entirely if they have good reason for it. They can take it or leave it alone. Andy, that's your experience or not? You can take it or leave it alone?
No.
Okay. So you're not a moderate drinker is what you're telling me?
Exactly.
Okay, good. It says, then we have a certain type of hard drinker. Let's find out if you're a hard drinker. He may have had the habit badly enough to gradually impair himself physically and mentally, may cause him to die a few years early. If a sufficiently strong reason, ill health, have you ever had ill health before? Yes. Do you ever fall in love before? Do you ever change your environment before? The doctor ever tell you you should stop? You can also stop or moderate, although you may find it difficult and troublesome, even medical attention. Have you been able to stop and stay stopped, Andy? No. And you've had 15 months and 15 years, right? Think about that for a second. Guys, I think this is really, really important. Andy's gonna help save lots of life if he gets this, man. It says, but what about the real alcoholic? Well, now I can't say you're a real alcoholic, but you told me you weren't the first two. So let's see what it says. But what about the real alcoholic? He may start off as a moderate drinker. He may or not become a continuous hard drinker. But at some stage in his drinking career, he begins to lose all control of his liquor consumption once he starts to drink. You drank for 2 days, right, Andy? In like almost a row, right? After 15 years without a drink, right?
Might
sound like you a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Here's the fellow who's been puzzling you, especially his lack of control. He does absurd, incredible, and tragic things while drinking. Again, you only had 2 days recently, but I'm sure they weren't like, you know, something you'd want to take pictures of, right? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you let him drink for a day, becomes disgusting, even dangerously antisocial. I'm so glad you got out of that, man. You think this is you, real alcoholic?
Yes.
Okay. That's really important. Again, we just went through which you could do in 5 minutes, but we've done it in 20 minutes, which most people that come to the program never, ever do, right? Because what does it say? Everybody's welcome. You don't even need to have an honest desire. Everybody's welcome. Everybody. So we get a lot of people that say, you know, is this an open meeting, a closed meeting, this one? Can people go? Most people in AA aren't even alcoholic, right? We don't check everybody out. I think everybody should be welcome because hopefully we can get them better. In the middle of 22, this is by no means a comprehensive picture of the true alcoholic. They're talking about the real alcoholic. And the next paragraph says, why? We react different than normal people. We're not normal. Once you embrace you're not normal, how cool is this shit, man? Right? Down at the bottom, we're equally positive that once he takes any alcohol, whatever, into his system, which if I'm counting days, you got 3 days sober, takes us back to Tuesday, which you did on Sunday, right, Andy?
Yep.
You took some alcohol into your system. Something happens, both in the body and mind, like we explained in the doctor, which makes it virtually impossible for him to stop. Again, I think God saved you, man. Something saved you, right? I can't call it God yet. That'll be your decision too. So What do we say so far? You guys have all been here. You've been reading with me. Body, mind, body, mind, body, mind, body, mind, body, mind. Has it said that a lot of times? Look at the next line. Therefore, the main problem of the alcoholic centers in his mind rather than his body. I'm on the top of 23, Andy. See it up there in the first paragraph? Therefore, the main, you thought it was your body and your mind. Now, this is perfect to explain with Andy. Andy hadn't drank for 15 years, right? It wasn't his body that craved the alcohol. It was his mind, right? His mind told him he could drink again or should drink again. So the main problem lies in his mind because he took it out of his body for 15 years. Why would Russell was talking about that in his chat? The fifth step chat he was on the other night, it was fantastic. You should listen to it. It's on WhatsApp. Therefore, the main problem the alcoholic centers in his mind rather than his body. He'll give you 100 alibis, excuses, or lies. Next paragraph, first line, once in a while he may tell the truth. That means most of the time he'd be lying, right? In their hearts, they really don't know why. I'm sure Andy probably was like, what did I do that for? Me personally, I think it may be the greatest thing that's ever happened to him. Right. But when it happens that first day after, even today, you got to remember something, too. Even after we finish this, Andy's going to be like, shit, man, I only got like 5 days, man. I could drink again. It won't really matter because I can just start again. That's what goes through. That's where our main problem is. Don't do it, Andy. But the book's going to tell you you could do it. Hold on. There's the obsession that somehow someday they will beat the game again. Andy only got 2 days. And I'm guessing the second day wasn't that fun. First day might have been decent. Right, Andy? It says again, drinkers are abnormal. These drinkers are abnormal, real alcoholic. And if you don't believe about this real alcoholic thing, look at the last paragraph. The tragic truth is that the man be a real alcoholic. And are you a real alcoholic?
Yes.
The happy day may not arrive. He has lost control. At certain point in his drinking, of every real alcoholic, he passes into a state where the most powerful desire to stop drinking is of absolutely no avail. The tragic situation has already arrived. Practically in every case, long before. Now, the homework tells you to look for the fact. We found the tremendous fact already. Andy found this next one. It's in italics. The fact is that most real alcoholics, for reasons yet obscure, have lost the power of choice in drink. Even if you, like, you know, you stuck it out for 15 years, right? Our so-called willpower becomes practically non-existent. Andy's mind took over and he had no willpower and drank. Andy, I hope it's okay to talk about you. Like I said, I think you're going to save hundreds and hundreds of life if you do this, man. We are unable at certain times to bring into our consciousness with sufficient force. The memory was a while ago, but like I said, it went past there on Sunday and he drank. The memory and suffering and humiliation of even a week or a month ago, we are without defense against the first drink. Even if you've been coming to the rooms and doing service and doing outgoings and buying cake and celebrating cake, and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. If you have not had a spiritual awakening and gotten recovered, you're going to want to keep drinking someday. Crowd out the mind, boom, 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 thought down at the bottom of the page. Look at the bottom of 24. When this sort of thinking is fully established in an individual with alcoholic tendencies, which is a real alcoholic, he has probably placed himself beyond a sponsor's aid, a therapist's aid, a group's aid, a priest's aid, my aid, BYOC's aid, Russell's aid, whoever's aid you think you're going to do with a human. That's not the first time it said this in the book, and they're going to say it like 1,000 more times. And unless locked up, may go die or go permanently insane. They always give you two choices. Andy, those don't sound good, either one, right?
Nope.
These stark and ugly facts have been confirmed by legions of real alcoholics throughout history. But for the grace of God, there would have been 1,000 more convincing demonstrations. So many want to stop, but can't. Why do most people in AA drink? They should write a chapter about it. But look at the next line. There is a solution in italics. They did make a chapter about it. How many solutions, Andy?
One.
Almost none of us like to do the steps, is what they're about to say. Almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of our shortcomings, the process requires for its successful consummation. So, Andy, if you drank, I'm guessing you never had a successful consummation, correct?
Correct.
Okay. When therefore we were approached by those whom the problem had been solved, you got 15 people now, Andy. Look, they're just hopping on, man. I think they felt the spirit in their like wavelengths on their phone, right? There was nothing left for us but to pick up the spiritual kit of his tools laid at our feet. We have found much of heaven and been rocketed. There's your space travel that we asked you to look for. All we're trying to do, people, when we give them the homework, guys, is to make them read the book. Nobody reads the book in AA. We're trying to trick people to read the book. And once you do, you get excited by the words if you're a real alcoholic, of which you never even dream. Here's the two other facts that they're talking. We asked for four facts. We found two. Here's two more. The great fact is this and nothing less, that we have had deep and effective spiritual experiences. We'll take you to the back of the book to read that in a little while, because they tell us to do it on 25, 27, and then they urge us to do it on page 47. Which have revolutionized our whole attitude toward life, toward our fellows, and toward God's universe. The central fact, which is like the main fact, again, the great fact of our lives today, is the absolute certainty that our creator, look at this, they're talking about God, capital C creator, God again, has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. It's a miracle. He entered into your life, whoever that person, that thing is for you, Andy, on Tuesday, right? He, God, has commenced to accomplish those things for us which we can never do by ourselves. Why? We're humans. No human power. No human power. No human power. If you are seriously alcoholic, if you're a real alcoholic, as we were, as the first 100, we believe there's no middle of the road solution. I say this as kindly as I can, because I did it for the first 18 years and I know Doug did it for 20. So he's got two more years experience of middle of the road solution than I do. Ha ha ha, Dougie. See you on the boat, bro. Right? There's no middle of the road solution. Right? We were in a position because both of us, after 18 and 20 years, Andy, we got lucky. Say hello to my buddy, Doug. He's on the boat over there, right? We were lucky because most people drink that come to AA. Us, we just went crazy. We were doing nutty stuff, sober, and we were able to find this book, and it's changed our lives, which you can do right at the beginning when you come into AA, if somebody shows you. We believe there is no middle road solution. We were in a position where life was becoming impossible. And if we had passed to the region, which there is no return from human aid, no humans, no humans, no humans. We had but two alternatives. Death and asylum is the first thing. They always give us two choices. They make it easy for you. So here's your first choice. One was to go on to the bitter end, blotting out the consciousness of our intolerable situation as best we could, which I think you tried on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, right, Andy? Mm-hmm. So that's your first choice. And the other is to accept spiritual help. Which one would you like?
Spiritual help.
All right. Ding, 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 ding. We did because we honestly wanted to. Then it talks about Roland Hazard, right? Roland Hazard, like so many people in this world, especially now, has so much money. It's unbelievable, right? So he goes and try to get help from the best psychologist in the world. He spends this whole year with Dr. Jung, right, over in Europe. And he says, my mind, I can't look what it says right here. I know so much about my mind that relapse was unthinkable. I know so much about how my mind works now from working with this guy. Next sentence says, nevertheless, he was drunk in a short time. He got drunk on the way home in Paris on a stopover. Right? He wished above all things to regain self-control, which you're going to find out we don't have by ourselves. Yet he had no control whatever. Right. He told the doctor, I'm utterly hopeless. Right. And I'm going to get locked up in a sanitarium, or I'm not going to live long. Right. Look at the top 27. Maintain certain simple attitudes. Right. Is how this is going to happen. He said to the doctor, how am I going to do this? Right. The doctor said, you have the mind, top of 27, of a chronic real alcoholic. I've never seen one single case recover where the state of mind existed the way it does in you. You're a real alcoholic, right? And then he says here and there, once in a while, people have vital spiritual experiences, which we're going to get from these steps. Haven't had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. Most people in AA read a result of these steps. I don't know why. I don't know why. It says the, and they read a. You'll listen for it now, and you'll hear. You'll be like, holy cow, he did it. He did it. Look at that. She did it. She did it. She did it. But look what happens, this miracle, this phenomenon. They appear to be in the nature of huge or mostly displacement rearrangements. It sounds like a personality change to me. Listen to this, Andy. Ideas, emotions, and attitudes of once the guiding force of our lives were suddenly cast to one side and a completely new set of conceptions goes in. Beautiful, right? I have never been successful with anyone else like this. And then we ask you on the next page, 28, what does it say about religion? It says that we're children of a living creator, we whom we may form a relationship. It's so important. It says we think no concern of ours what religious bodies you join. Not all of us join religious bodies, but most of us favor such memberships. I told you it was going to say that, right? Agnostics or atheists, spiritual experience. Top of 29, further on, clear-cut directions given showing how we recovered. Each individual in the personal stories describes in his own language, from his own point of view, the way he established a relationship with God. That's what we're supposed to be talking about. We're on more about alcoholism. Control, 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 control. Real alcoholic. I don't want to admit I'm a real alcoholic. Control, control, control. It says I get a little bit of control and a little bit of recovery, and then I get less control and less recovery and go back out and drink. Andy, good example of this, right? Top of 31, we have tried every imaginable remedy. Real alcoholic. Heaven knows we have tried hard enough. We took a trip, not take a trip, try funny farms, go to rehabs, you know, everything else we try not to be a real alcoholic. Bottom of 31, we need to highlight this. All right, I'm going to have to make a little bit of move here, right? It's 8:40. Oh, we have till 9:30. I'm doing all right. Taking a trip, not taking a trip. Then it says down at the bottom of the page, we've told you enough about alcoholism now. Right, Andy? It says, right. If you don't like to pronounce yourself a real alcoholic, you can diagnose yourself. Don't listen to what Anthony has to say or what this book has to say. It says, step over to the nearest bar room and try some controlled drinking. Good news, Andy, you did that already. But the book tells us to do that. Right? What does it say in A? Don't drink if your ass falls off. Put it in a bag. Bring it to me. Go to me. Go to me. I need a me. Means. And what's everybody doing? Drinking. It tells you here, if you don't know if you're a real alcoholic yet from what we've told you, go try some more controlled drinking. Then they tell you how to drink. Try it for a day. Try stop for a year. Stop for a month. Do it fast. Full. It tells you need some jitters maybe. Andy, you had some jitters the other day, huh, bud? God bless you. You probably weren't happy now. Now you might be happy about it. Control, 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 regulate. Then it talks about the man who didn't drink for 25 years because he knew it wasn't good for him. And then he retired and died in 4 years because he thought he could control his drinking again. Right. And then they talk about Jim and Fred will do it all at one time. Jim and Fred were told about this disease. They were given all the knowledge about it, just like Roland Hazard and Bill was. And what did they do? They drank, they drank, they drank. And their stories are, I me my. We call it the I me my shuffle. Drink, 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 drink. Those are the only three times in the book that they speak in I me my, and the guys get rip roaring drunk. It's not a coincidence. Lady said to me, and don't take this the wrong way, Andy or anybody, if you're talking I me my when you talk, if you hear other people talking it, it's a warning. He's warning you here in this book. We're supposed to be talking about our relationship with God, we were just told, right? I me my makes me sick, but I'm good at it, so I like to do it. So be careful, right? The real important part on 37 and 38, insanity, insane idea, right? If he were normal, he's not, he's insane. Crazy, it says on 38. The second step, which we're about to get to, says, came to believe that a power could restore us to sanity. Guys, if you're not insane, by the English dictionary, you do not need to be restored to sanity. You're already sane. We're insane. It's part of real alcoholism. Accept it. Accept that we're different. It'll just going to make it so much easier for you, right? But if not, and I mean this kindly, it says go try some more controlled drinking. So we've been through this whole thing with Fred and Jim. I me my. Take a look at all that stuff, right? It says on 43, commence to solve their problems. What do we hear most in the rooms of AA? Andy, you've been around a long time. You might have even done it. People talk about their problems all day. It says right here, commence to solve a problem. I'm supposed to tell you how my problems got solved with God. Everybody's talking about the problem and not the solution. But it says in the middle of the page, I need divine help and a spiritual approach down near the bottom. Once more, the real alcoholic, I'm down in the last paragraph on 43. Once more, the real alcoholic at certain times have no effective mental defense against the first drink. Andy, you found yourself without that on Sunday after 15 years. 15 years, and I say this kindly, is like 5,000 days. Right? Except in a few rare cases, neither he nor any other human being. How many times does he need to say this, guys? No sponsors, man. Look, get good people in your life, right? Follow people that are doing good things, that are helping other people. But to rely on them will only lead to trouble. The book's telling you a million times already. We're only on page 40. His defense must come from God, a higher power. Capitalize. Yeah, Chrissy, point up. We finished step one. We're going to step two. We're going to pull this sucker off. I'm telling you, we're going to make it. You guys are sitting there going, 1, 2, 3, an hour and 15 minutes. How's he going to do that? Well, like I said to you, this is a refresher. We're trying to get Andy through. Andy knows a bunch about this program a little bit. He did intense homework, better than I've seen. You know, he's really willing, right? And he was sort of drunk a little bit, right, Andy? Good for you, brother. Right. It says in the preceding chapters, you have learned something about alcoholism. So far we're on page 43. We've had all those pages before. All they want us to know is if we're a real alcoholic or not. We hope we have made clear the distinction between the alcoholic and the whoopee drinker and the moderate drinker and the hard drinker. That's all they've tried to do so far. Andy, I got one question for you. Can you go to AA and be a moderate drinker? Can you go to AA and be a moderate drinker in AA?
You can.
Can you be a hard drinker in AA?
You can.
Can you sponsor people?
Yes.
Can you become the group chairman?
Yes.
So think about that for a second. Most people in AA might not be real alcoholics because nobody knows. Nobody finds out. So I'm just saying it's really important. If when you honestly want to, you find you cannot quit entirely, if when drinking you have little control of the amount you take, you're probably a real alcoholic. If that be the case, you may be suffering from an illness, which only one solution, a spiritual experience, will conquer. And then it talks about being an atheist or agnostic, right? Then they give us two more choices. I'm in the second paragraph. To be doomed an alcoholic death, that's one choice, Andy. Or to live on a spiritual basis is the other choice. Which one would you like?
Live on a spiritual basis.
Thank you, sir. Boom, boom, boom. Hoping against hope, we weren't a real alcoholic. Half of the first 100 thought they were atheists or agnostic. How great is that? They tell you two times right here. So if you don't believe yet, just chill, because they're saying we didn't believe, but nearly all of them recovered, right? Top of 45, we could wish to be, but our human resources failed. Another time they're saying, lack of power is our dilemma. We had to find a power which we could live. So, Andy, only do this if you want to live. And it had to be a power capitalized greater than ourselves in italics. Obviously, but where were we to find this power? Well, the first thing they told us about the book, it was going to answer specific questions. Now it says, and I'm on 45. Well, that's exactly what this book is about. What's our program about? Its main object is to enable you to find a power, God, greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. I didn't know that. 18 years. Why was I going crazy in AA? Well, I was getting cake. So the cake wasn't keeping me sane. Right? That means we have written a book which you believe to be spiritual as well as moral. Andy, I hope you're okay with this, because this is what it says. I'm only reading. And it says, it means, of course, that we are going to talk about God. You okay with that, Andy?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I mean, again, that's up to you, but it makes it a little easier, right? It says our face fall when we start to talk about God. It says to lose all prejudice, even against anti-religious. Some of us have been violently anti. We were bothered. We're prejudiced, skepticism, But then it uses words like supreme being, capitalized God. I'm on 46, God, creative intelligence, spirit of the universe, God, him, realm of spirit. Take certain steps. They say we need to take the steps. Top of 47, God, prejudice, relationship with God, him. The other word we told you to look for was believe, willing to believe, willing to believe. Great news, believe. I'm down at the bottom of 47, go to 48. Handicapped by obstinacy, sensitiveness, and unreasoning and prejudice. Guys, I go to the rooms. I've been to the rooms since I've gotten, you know, this solution from the book. They're really prejudiced in there. They're mean sometimes. And sometimes it's nice ladies dressed up in largemont, scarves, nice skirts on, and they yell at me because I read the book. Just saying. I don't want, and it says antagonism. It says this sort of thinking has to be abandoned and get rid of the prejudice. And it says here that all we ever want is proof. Show me the facts, right? And it says, you know, Columbus said the world was flat around, and everybody had been thinking, you know, that it's go to meetings, right? Everybody thinks it's go to meetings. And now someone's coming back around and saying, hey, dudes, the world is flat. And they wanted to kill them, right? They wanted to kill these guys. All powerful, creative. I'm on 49 now. Middle of 49, again, you thought I made this up. It says, we who have traveled this dubious path, the first 100, don't ask you, beg you to lay aside prejudice, even against organized religion. Because those people have a degree of stability, happiness, and usefulness. Page 50, right? Paragraph down. In our personal stories, just like it said on 29, you will find a wide variety in which the teller approaches and conceives of the power, God, which is greater than himself. So it says that they're talking about how they found the relationship with God. What does it say as we go down 50? Believes, power, humanly impossible, power. Simple requirements. Top of 51, leaving aside the drink problem. Why do we talk about not drinking all the time and nothing else? How are you sleeping? How's your relationships? How you doing at work? I don't know. I love this next line on 59. When many hundreds of people are able to say that the consciousness of the presence of God is today the most powerful, important fact of their lives, what do most people in AA say? My sponsor says, right? He hasn't done the steps in 48 years, right? He's angry all the time. He makes me help him move. I rake for him in the fall. But my sponsor says, it says right here, God's supposed to be the central fact of your life. It's powerful. Down on the bottom of 51, we asked ourselves this, or were not some of us just as biased and unreasonable, prejudice about the realm of spirit, right? Go to the next page, 52. It says rocket, right? You know, they knew they were onto something. This was before there was rockets, rocketed, right? And then we have our bedevilments. Listen to these bedevilments for a second, you know, because most of us suffer from this stuff after sober. This is the way you're supposed to be before sober. Having trouble with emotion, personal relationship, couldn't control emotional nature, having prey to misery and depression, couldn't make a living, had a feeling of uselessness, full of fear, we're unhappy. Those are bedevilments, right? We're supposed to be over those once we stop drinking and get recovered, right? Then it says on 52, when we saw others solve their problem by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, God, right? We had to stop down in the power of God. Our ideas, humans, did not work, but the God idea did work, right? And then it says at the bottom of 52, again, we agnostics and atheists, we're sticking to the idea that self-sufficiency, which is our God, right, worked instead of God's sufficiency, which we tell them was working. And then we ask you to find that word reason, right? And 53 on my night now, I'm going to go down. We agnostically inclined, reasonable, believe, self-imposed crisis. Andy, who created your crisis the other day? You did. I didn't know you back then. You can't blame me. Don't be blaming me, man. hold on. Another two choice question, right? It says, when we became real alcoholics, I'm in the middle of 53, crushed by a self-imposed crisis Andy caused, we could not postpone or evade. We had to fairly face the proposition that, here you go, Andy, either God is everything or else he is nothing. Which one you pick?
Everything.
Nice. God either is or he isn't. Which one?
Is.
So far, you're a really good student, man. It's really good stuff, right? Arrived at this point, we were squarely confronted with the question of faith. We couldn't duck the issue. We couldn't get over the bridge of reason, right? They use that to capitalize talking about God to the new land, right? Look how it capitalizes reason. Reason is capitalized. It's a higher power. It's in the middle of a sentence, right? Reason is our God. Reason is our God. It might sound a little bit crazy that I'm saying reason is God, right? Turn a page. Third line down. Yes, we had been faithful, abjectly faithful to the God of reason. I didn't make it up. Bill's making a point. He's a wonderful writer. And when he finished writing it, he was a little bit crazy alcoholic again. Right? God picked him to do this stuff, all these people to make this book. Right? We worship stuff. It says we worship people. We worship ourselves, money, things. Anybody? It says that's tissue. Smaller, lowercase reason is all over this next page. It says nothing, 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 nothing. Reason, reason, lowercase. I'm going to the top of 55. Yet we were seeing another kind of flight, a spiritual liberation from the world of people who rose above their problem. I'm letting you know most of the people on here, Andy, right? Why, still a little nuts, right? Most of us don't have the problems we had before. We're just not engaged in that type of living anymore, right? The alcoholic problem has been taken from us. They said God made these things possible and we only smiled. Like, so I'm sure you're probably still a little skeptical. It's pretty hard to be skeptical when you see 13, 15 people come to hang out with you to do the steps when nobody's getting paid, Andy. Nobody, except the pay that we get is tremendous, right? It's like we're insurance agents, right? It's nothing will so much insure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. Page 89, learn it, guys. How about this line? If there's 15 people here, it says, actually, we are fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. Great reality. He. With this attitude, you can't fail if you join us on the broad highway. What a great promise that is. If you take this attitude of being on this broad highway with God, you can't fail in doing this. Why do so many people fail? They don't take this attitude. In fact, most don't like this attitude. It says, in this book, I'm on the bottom of 55. You will read the experience of a man, I love the way Bill does this, who thought he was an atheist. Because Bill tries to tell us that nobody really is because we believe in our own brain power, our own thinking. It says about this guy, minister's son, who thought he had an overload of religion. You know, he was depressed. He had the bedevilments. One night when he was confined to hospital, he had a spiritual experience. He was approached by someone who had a spiritual experience. And like the guy got mad. Our friends, Gorge, Rose, and Billy cried out. Listen to what he said. If there is a God, he certainly hasn't done anything for me. And what does Joe Sal say about that self-pity stuff? Wah, wah, wah. God doesn't love me. Mommy doesn't love me. Daddy doesn't love me. Nobody loves me. Wah, wah, wah. It says, but later, alone in his room, he asked himself this question. I wonder why he asked himself this question if we're not a religious organization. Hold on. Don't get upset. I'm just reading. Is it possible that all the religious people I have known are wrong? Why did he call them religious people? Because that's what they were doing when everybody was getting recovered. They were reading religious books. While pondering the answer, he felt as though he lived in hell. So listen to this quick shift. And you might be experiencing this. You lived in hell. You know, maybe, I'm guessing before you drank, right? But those couple of days, the second day, third day, you know, whenever it was, must have got pretty bad, right? He says, while pondering the answer, he felt as though he lived in hell. Then, like a thunderbolt, which might be happening a little this morning, a great thought came. It crowded out all else. Who are you to say there is no God? How great of a question. It's in italics. It's really important. The man recounts that he tumbled out of bed to his knees. Now, I'm not telling you to pray on your knees, but the book is saying good things happen when you do. Again, don't say Anthony from BYOC or anyone involved with BYOC said pray on your knees. But when we do the third step prayer in a little while, we're going to go on our knees if you'll join us, right? Is it possible to all the religious people, who would you say there's no God, right? All of a sudden, he was overwhelmed by the conviction of the presence of God. This can happen so quickly. Why do they tell people to take your time? See if you find someone you like, which is a human, you know, that you could relate to. I'm going to wait a while to get going on the steps. Wait 90 days? One a month? One a year? Don't do the steps if you don't really like them? I don't know. He stood in the presence of infinite power and love, all capitalized, beautiful God words, man. He had stepped from the bridge to shore for the first time. So without God, he wasn't able to do it. On his own reason as God, he couldn't get across that bridge, it said. He lived in the conscious companionship with God, his creator. Thus was our friend's cornerstone fixed place. No later vicissitude has shaken it. His alcohol problem was taken away. Andy, do not say that yet to anybody. But I'm letting you know, my alcoholic problem has been taken away. And most of the people on this call, alcoholic problem has been taken away. That night, very years ago, it disappeared. Listen to these promises. It's just going to leave you. Save for a few brief moments of temptation. And again, I think they're talking about like even Dr. Bob, right? Bob still had it for a while, that thought. The drink has never returned. At such times, a great revulsion has risen up in him. Seemingly, he could not drink even if he would. I think we're moving and confirming that we're on step two. God had restored his sanity. So for all the people, and Warren, I don't know if this would upset you, all the people in the Harbor Island group that say that the capital P and the second step is the people in the rooms, it just is not correct. I mean, you could say that at your group, right? It says right here, God had restored his sanity. Capital P, power, right, is God in the second step. God can restore sanity. And it says right here, God had restored his sanity. What is this but a miracle of healing? Yeah, its elements are simple. Circumstances made him willing to believe, second step. He humbly offered himself to his maker, God. Maker, capitalize. Now we're going to the third step. The third step prayer says, right? I offer myself to thee. He humbly offered himself to his maker. Even so has God, capital P, restored us all to our right mind, sanity. To this man, the revelation was sudden. Some of us grow into it more slowly. Listen to the last two sentences. I'm going to pull this baby off, man. It's only 9:10. Listen to the last two sentences of We Agnostics. Andy, do me a favor. The last two sentences of We Agnostics, will you read them really slow?
Yes. But he has come to all who have honestly sought him. When we drew near to him, he disclosed himself to us.
How many gods in the last two sentences of We Agnostics?
How many? Five.
Five gods in the last two sentences of We Agnostics. And we have a count. I have a count here. It shows 42 times that I guess it was mentioned in, I guess, some one day back in, I counted them. So 42. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So guess what we're on now? Step three, Andy. Let's go, baby. So we read this, how it works at every meeting. Rarely have we, maybe you're one of the rare ones, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path, the first 100th path, not your group, not your sponsor's path, not your sponsor's path. If you're a real alcoholic, it's saying you rarely fail if you just do what they did. Why isn't anybody asking what they did? I didn't ask, right? It's an honesty thing, right? Honest, honesty, honest. Nobody sees that, right? And it says in the next paragraph, then you are ready to take certain steps. It's pretty simple, right? But it says in the next one, it's some of these steps we balked. We thought we could find an easier, softer way, like the middle of the road solution, going to the meetings, going to the diner, disco fries, sober softball, sober dances, right? Buying the balloons, buying a plant, buying cards, getting coins. Guys, I know I did it all. And I'm not saying those are bad things. Those are service things. They're nice things. Cupcakes, cake, right? But we could not. With all the onerous circumstances, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough in 90 days. It doesn't say this. It says from the very start. Some of us have tried to hold on to our old ideas. The result was nil. So, Andy, you sort of almost have to forget a lot of stuff that you thought you knew, like Roland Hazard, right? Because it's going to get you nil, it says. Not just you, the people that you're going to help, most of the people in the world, right? Remember, we deal with alcohol, cunning, baffling, powerful. Without help, it is too much for us. Hold on. It's almost like we agnostics again. But there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. 1, 2, 3, 4 right there. Half measures availed us nothing. So, Andy, if you do your old ideas, you get nil, which is zero, right? And if you do half measures, you get nothing, which is also zero. You get to pick one of those two, right? I love this book. We asked his protection and care with complete abandon. Here are the steps we took, which are the first ones you took, which are suggested as a program recovery. How many people in the room say my program? The way I do my program, the way I like, for me, the way the program works, it says right here, the steps are the program, right? And what does it say in the steps? Nine gods. Power, God, him, God, God, him, God, him, his. Then we're on 60. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, right? So that's what we just did, Andy. Right? Our description of the alcoholic was in doctor's opinion. There is a solution more about alcoholism, right? The chapter to the agnostic we just did, which is step two. And our personal adventures before and after. I didn't know this until we started studying the PPG. They're talking about Bill's story and Bob's story. And then the stories afterwards. So here's the A, B's, and C's. Look how important these are. We just read them, right, to finish the thing out. We were alcoholic, real alcoholic, and could not manage our own lives. Is that you, Andy?
Yes.
Nice. Probably no human power. Oh, my God, that's the 140,000th time they've said it already. No human power could have relieved our alcoholism. Do you believe in that?
Yes.
Okay. That, two gods, one sentence. That God could and would if he were sought. You believe that?
Yes.
Nice. Are you convinced of it?
Yes.
Then you're on step three, it says. But remember something, and I mean this kindly. If you're not convinced that God's the answer and that you could not manage your own life, you could do step three, but it doesn't. It says you weren't at step three. So we can go through steps somehow. Andy, you told me you did, right? You might not have been convinced about this, so never really did a third step. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's my scenario. I know that's Doug's scenario. And I'm only using Doug and I because we went through this together, you know, the last bunch of years. Which is we decided to turn our will and our life over to the care of God as we understood him. Just what we do and just what does that mean and what do we do? The first requirement is to be convinced that any life run on self-will. So now comes all the self pieces that we were talking about. Self is really bad, guys. I, me, my, human. Watch how many times it mentions self, and it says it in a bad way. Most people try to live by self-propulsion. Each person's like the actor who wants to run the whole show when the director's supposed to run the show, right? Trying to make these arrangements, selfish. The show doesn't come off very well. It doesn't suit him. I love this part. Admitting that he may be somewhat at fault. I'm pretty sure it's the other people that are at fault. I'm maybe a little bit at fault. These steps are going to show you. It's us, right? That's what it's going to show. Only manage well. I'm a victim, right? My sponsor, Joe, he says victims don't get sober, right? It's because it's always somebody else. I never look at me. Our actor is self-centered, egocentric, right? Turn to page 62. Are not most of us concerned with ourselves, our resentments, and our self-pity, self, me, me, me. This is the best line in the book other than a million other ones. But this is really key. Selfishness, self-centeredness. That we think is the root of our troubles. Andy, is alcohol your trouble?
Nope.
What's your trouble?
Selfishness and self-centeredness.
Yeah. You didn't have alcohol for 15 years, right? Driven, which means you don't even have a choice, by 100 forms of, here we go again, fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, Self-pity. What do? We step on the toes of our fellows and they retaliate. So we step, we hurt them, we harm them, and then they get mad at us, right? Sometimes they hurt us back. Why would you hurt me? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything. How many times do you ever say that? I didn't do anything wrong. It's not my fault. Sometimes they hurt us seemingly without provocation. It says seemingly because I don't even realize I'm stepping on their toes and harming them because I'm only thinking about me. But invariably find at some point in the past, we have made decisions based on self, not alcohol, which later places us in a position to be hurt. So our troubles, we think, are basically of our own making. Who did it, Andy?
I did.
They arise out of ourselves, and the alcoholic is a regular example, extreme example of self will run riot. But this is the key part. If you never do an inventory, you usually don't think so. Andy, the next word says above everything. So what's more important than that?
Nothing.
Andy's my man, a good student. We real alcoholics, must be rid of this selfishness. Sounds pretty simple, right? It's my main problem. I got to get rid of it, right? We must or it kills us. Oh, that's even worse. God makes that possible. My group doesn't make it possible. My sponsor doesn't make it possible. My wife doesn't make it possible. My therapist doesn't make it possible. They're all humans. Listen to this next line too. Selfish is my problem. It's going to kill me. It says God makes that possible. And it says there often seems to be no way of entirely getting rid of self without God's aid, right? We had to have God's help. This is the how and why of it. We had to quit playing God, right? All those selfish words. We usually play a game. We didn't have time for it today. Look, all those selfish words. Now it says God, his God, director, he, principal, his, he, father, his. I didn't even know those were God words, right? I used to read those. Well, I didn't even read the book that much. But when I read it, I didn't know what it said, right? Let's turn to 63. When we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things happened. We had a new employer. Who's our employer, Andy?
God.
Who's paying me this morning?
God.
I forgot to ask you for money. Now I can't do it. Everybody's here. I'll look like a fool, right? We get paid by God, insurance. Being all powerful, God has all the powerful. God provided what we needed if we kept close to him and performed his work. Well, I didn't know they were talking about God seven times in that sentence. Less interested in ourselves, which is the problem. More and more became interested in seeing if we could help Andy and others, right? His presence. We were reborn. It sounds like that personality change they were talking about earlier that we read about when everything gets moved to one side and we change. Now we're at step three, Andy. I'm going on my knees. I won't even recommend it. I'm just saying we're doing the third step prayer right now. I'm going to have you read it, Andy. Hold on one second. We are now at step three. Many of us said to our maker, our God, what does it say, Andy, as we understood him?
God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would love, of those I would help of thy love, power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always.
All right, let's hop back up, man. Hold on a second. Wow, dude, that's beautiful, right? I'm sure that's happening all over the world in the rooms of AA. People are hopping on their knees and do the third step prayer. Hold on a second. We just read that paragraph. That paragraph said, maker, him, God, thee, thou, thy, power, thy, love, thy, way, thy. Him. In a paragraph. Why don't we read the third step prayer at meetings? I don't know. We read the serenity prayer because it doesn't talk about God. Even though it says God once, right? We thought well before taking this step. Andy, have you thought about this? making yes. sure we were ready, that we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to Him. Are you ready to abandon yourself utterly to God?
Yes.
Dude, you're making me so happy this morning. It says right here, it is better to meet God alone than with one who might misunderstand. Mm. Do you think a moderate drinker might misunderstand and they're sponsoring people? Mm. I did that. I'm not talking about people. I did that. I probably think Doug did that. Right? I did that. I didn't want to sponsor anybody because I didn't know what I was doing. It is better to meet God alone than one who might understand. Let's go down to the next thing. So guys, we pulled this sucker off. But hold on, let's take a look. Andrew has offered to help you this afternoon, Andy. I hope you're free. Because yes. Look at what it said. You are around 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Let me just see what he said. Hold on. Oh, I'll get back to it. But it's going to be this afternoon. I'll put you guys on a text together. Because what does it say in the next paragraph? When should we do the fourth step? Down at the bottom of the page. Down at the bottom of the page.
Yeah, next we launch.
When?
Next.
Like right now, right?
Right.
Next. But hold on. They give you an out. It says, next we launch down the course of vigorous action. The first step, the fourth step, which is a personal house cleaning, which many of us had never attempted. Most people don't do a fourth step. Though our decision, the third step, right, made a decision, was vital and crucial. So you just made a vital and crucial step for the rest of your life, Andy. It says it could have little permanent, which means forever, like even after 15 years. Right? I think it's important that we say that. Unless when?
At once followed by a strenuous effort to face and be rid of. At once.
At once. So they give you two choices, and I stole this from Scott Lee. You can do the fourth step next or at once or anywhere in between, whatever you decide, Andy, all right? You got to take this house cleaning now, right? Mm-hmm. This is what we teach people to do. This is what becoming armed with the facts does. You guys could read the book. All I did was read the book. Andy, how are you feeling?
Good.
So I am going to have you in touch. I'm going to put you on a text with Andy. He's free this afternoon. I'm not. But you're going to find as we go through here, and you're on our WhatsApp now, right? I put you on?
I haven't looked.
Did I add you to WhatsApp? Okay, we'll do that also. Okay. But I'm going to put you on a text with Andrew. Well, I told you, too many Andys in my life. I get so confused, right? And he's a guy I met on Zoom a couple of years ago. We went through the steps, and now he's helping people all over the world. Chrissy on here, Doug, Johnny just went through annual, Val, everybody here, Maura, Sherry, Teresa, Gina. I hope I didn't miss anybody. I think I got everybody. All these people, that's all they want to do is help. They just came here on a Saturday morning. I think this is going to be like one of them. I was so excited because we get to talk. Hey, Gina. I don't know if I said Gina, but I did. We get to help people, right? And we just got something that, guys, Daniel, if you'll please send this over, because I think this could be very helpful for us to learn and to almost excite people, right, about how quick we can do this beginning of the book, 1, 2, and 3. So, Andy, thank you, man. You made my day, right? I'm going to put you on a text with Andrew. You guys will get set up. He's going to set you up to do 4. Andy, the fourth step is easy, simple, and don't tell anybody, a little bit fun, right? And once you do that, maybe in the next couple of days, we're going to take you to 5, 6, 7, 8. You'll be on 9 in no time. It's like amazing. You'll be done on 9 like by Monday. And we have a holiday on Monday, so you get to do it all the work. It's so beautiful. Guys, I'm breaking out of here. I got to go be with family. I'm so excited. I appreciate everybody being here. Andy, thank you so much for jumping in the boat.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
God bless, man.